John Butler Yeats was an Irish artist and the father of William Butler Yeats and the artist Jack B. Yeats. The National Gallery of Ireland holds a number of his portraits in oil and also works on paper, including one of his portraits of his son William, painted in 1900. Yeats was born in Lawrencetown, County Down, educated in Trinity College, Dublin. John Butler Yeats left college at the age of 23 with an honours degree and a prize in political economy. The following year, he married Susan Pollexfen, whose family came from Cornwall. Soon after their marriage, Yeats began to study for the Irish Bar, hoping for a career as a lawyer, but he gave it all up and decided instead to devote his career to art. This was in 1867. He and Susan had six children: Susan, or Lily Yeats, Elizabeth Corbett Yeats, Robert Corbett Yeats, Jane Grace Yeats, John, also known as Jack Butler Yeats, who became a painter, of course, and William Butler Yeats, who became the poet we all know. John Sr. had no trouble in getting commissions. He was a very fine artist, a member of the RHA, but a poor businessman and was never financially secure. He moved house frequently between England and Ireland, and then in 1907, at the age of 68, he moved to New York with one daughter, where he died in 1922. Perhaps it's good to say a word about fatherhood. For any person, father or mother are the two most vital people in this world. What was your relationship with your father like? I am sure it was imperfect, or is. That is because your father is or was human and imperfect, like us all. We long for a perfect relationship with our Father, all loving, encouraging, liberating. We seem to be designed to need this perfect, unconditional, and complete love of a Father. We have within us a need for a Father that really no human Father could fulfill. Is this why so many people grow up and rebel against their fathers, or blame their fathers, or hate them perhaps? They perceive that their father has failed them. We have such a high level of expectation. But if we had walked in their shoes, how would we have done? We hear sometimes today that, to a greater or lesser extent, we all carry within us something called the father wound. This is the wound we received from not having a perfect father. The wound may be deep and lasting, disabling, poisoning every part of our personality, sexuality, relationships. Or it may be less profound, very slight, but nevertheless present. How does this wound show itself? It can reveal itself in a multitude of ways. A person may find it difficult to trust a person in authority. They may perceive all father figures as some type of enemy, reacting in an adolescent way. The father wound may reveal itself in distorted sexualities or in a person's inability to accept himself or herself, poor self-esteem, immature rage, aggression. The father wound can be the root of a whole range of other difficulties. I heard a story once of a prison chaplain in the South America who, one year before Mother's Day, gave cards out to each prisoner so that they could write home to their mothers. Most of the prisoners took up the offer. When Father's Day came around, he made a similar offer. No one accepted. Pope Benedict XVI, speaking about fatherhood, wrote, "God himself willed to manifest and describe himself as Father." And human fatherhood gives us an anticipation of what God is. Perhaps you would like to pray this prayer with me. It may speak to you. Lord, through the power of your Holy Spirit, go back into my memory. Every hurt that has ever been done to me, heal that hurt. Every hurt that I have ever caused another person, heal that hurt. All the relationships that have been damaged in my whole life that I am not aware of, heal those relationships. But Lord, if there is anything I need to do, if I need to go to a person because he or she is still suffering from my hand, bring to my awareness that person. I choose to forgive and I ask to be forgiven. Remove whatever bitterness may be in my heart, Lord, and fill the empty spaces with your love. How wonderful then that our Lord Jesus himself gives us the one prayer which covers all prayers, the Our Father. And this, when we pray in a deep and meditative manner, can, with his grace, heal the Father wound within and lift us up. John Butler Yeats, Irish artist and father of William Butler Yeats and Jack B. Yeats, was born in 1839, 182 years ago on this day.